Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. A lot of long-eyed stares today, folks, at the NYCHA hearing where they're trying to figure out the origin of that arsenic scare in the water. As Carol DiOrio explains, it wasn't just that which prompted residents to give officials a piece of their mind.
The residents of the Jacob Reese houses say their water problems predate the false arsenic report. The tenants gathered before the public hearing and said the water has been awful for years.
For over 7 years, I've been calling and complaining. Why is my water coming out smelling like sewage? And they tell me it's all in my mind.
And the water tastes horrible and smelly.
Residents say ever since the arsenic in the water made headlines, the water has been coming out clearer. But they still don't trust the water. One woman simply quipped,
NYCHA are slum lords. That's what they are. NYCHA is slum lord.
The residents want New York City Housing Authority to be held accountable. They want the agency to be transparent. And most importantly, they want the problems fixed immediately. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Wins outside City Hall.
And we will keep you posted on things from those hearings that are taking place. Well, an apparent stroke of luck saved a teen from serious injury during an attack yesterday afternoon in Queens. Police say the 16-year-old waiting at the bus stop in front of Queens Metropolitan High, this is in Forest Hills, say the attacker ran up to him and tried to plunge a knife into his chest, but the handle broke, and the knife basically fell apart upon contact with his shirt. Thank goodness. The would-be stabber fled the scene on foot, remains at large. Anybody who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Linden, New Jersey Mayor Derek Armstead says planning is underway now to honor Xavier McClain. He's the sophomore who tragically died this week from an apparent head injury suffered during a high school football game earlier. Mayor Armstead, who has known the McClain family since Xavier was still in his diaper, spoke to 1010 Wednesday.
It's a hard thing to watch. It really is. It's a hard thing to try to digest when you see a young person, particularly someone who you know and you're friends with their parents. It's your heart goes out to him.
Yeah, his teammates have already been etching E4X in honor of Xavier on their uniforms. They're sharing photos and other memories of him on social with the caption, "Forever in our hearts." Xavier was seen as a budding football star, especially after breaking into the lineup as a freshman. A freshman, this kid was something special. Linden's next game would have been tonight against Perth Amboy, but it's been postponed until tomorrow in the wake of Xavier's death. An NYPD officer found himself on the wrong end of some criminal charges now. Authorities say 36-year-old Terrence Gittens, who was off duty at the time, under arrest for allegedly stealing a pair of Apple AirPods from the counter of a restaurant in Lower Manhattan. He's charged now with petty larceny and criminal possession of stolen property. Also today, the hot rental market in Manhattan ended its six-month streak of record-setting prices last month, with new leases being signed at a median, about $50 less than it was in July, at least. That doesn't mean the city has suddenly become affordable, though. According to the latest numbers from Douglas Elliman Real Estate, the median rent on new leases signed in August was about $4,100 a month. That's up 17% from the same time last year. Elliman Real Estate agent Keon Sanai was live with our Bud Mishkin today on Newsline.
It's a double-edged sword because do prices go down a little bit in the fall and winter? Absolutely. Now, on the other hand, the inventory also goes down a ton.
If nothing else, Sanai says the high rent prices in the city are proof that the thought during the early days of the pandemic that New York is over and won't ever come back, pretty much a fantasy. Aaron Judge continues his chase for home run 61 tonight, coming within a hair of doing it last night at the stadium against the Bo Sox. If you missed it, here's how it sounded on our sister station, WFAN.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Hernandez back. He's on the track. Next to the wall, makes the catch. He made the catch right at the Monument Park wall.
Right at the wall. After the game, Judge told reporters he thought the ball had a chance to go out, but he didn't mind so much that it didn't because he and his teammates were picked up in the bottom of the 10th. when Josh Donaldson beat the Sox with an RBI single.
Just got underneath it a little bit. Pretty windy night, so I was hoping maybe it was blowing out the time I was hitting, but, you know, just missed it. But it lined up for a nice little JD walk-off, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's having a blast. Meantime, if you're planning on going to the game tonight, be aware the outfield seats, popular for people who want to be in the best position to try and catch a homer, are like the home run ball itself. Up, up, away. Oh, yeah, SeatGeek sold a pair of tickets in the first row of Section 104 for $1,132.15. Keep the 15. Judge is right-handed, of course. He has hit more homers to left field than others in other areas of the ballpark. We'll be watching.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.